That's it, Bob. I'm finished.
Finished coming up with new show ideas?
No, not that.
Finished recreating the Mona Lisa with macaroni noodles?
No, half done. Need more noodles.
Finished trying to grow hair so you can use that hairbrush?
No.
What are you finished with, Larry? We're on pins and needles.
I'm finished trying to be good.
Did Larry just say he's done being good?
I think that's what he said.
Shocking.
Surely that's not what you mean, Larry. I mean, being good is really important.
Well, maybe it's important, but what good is it?
What good is being good?
I'm thinking something must have happened. Am I right, Larry?
Yeah, something happened.
You wanna talk about it?
I didn't get the robot.
You didn't get the robot. I'm gonna need more information.
The L-1 Mark V. Not the real one. That's on Planet Durbel, a replica.
Well, that's more information, but I still don't know what you're talking about. I think I know. It's that new TV show, Space Rangers of Durbel.
Oh, yeah. My friends love that show.
And the most popular robot is the L-1 Mark V. So popular that they made little ones that are collectible. And they got some at the bookstore, so I went there to buy one before they ran out.
And where's the part where you don't want to be good anymore?
I'm getting to that. I walk into the store, and another guy comes up. A guy in a red hat.
Ooh, red hat guy.
I let him go first because that's the good thing to do, and he gets in line first and he gets the last robot!
Oh, you didn't get the robot.
And so you're wondering what good is being good if it means you miss out?
Exactly.
Sorry I'm late. Is everyone okay?
Larry didn't get an L-5 Mark 12 because of the red hat guy.
And now he doesn't want to be good anymore.
Wow. Wait, that sounds like a letter we just got. Here it is. Dear Bob and Larry, there's a boy in my class who doesn't follow the rules. He cuts in line at lunch, he ignores the rules of our games at recess, and nothing bad happens. At lunch, he gets the best dessert. At recess, he ends up winning the game. Why should I be good if being good means I miss out? Your friend, Daniela.
It's probably the red hat guy. I don't think it's the same guy.
I feel for you, Daniela. That's why we're gonna be bad.
No, that can't be the answer. Guys, any ideas?
This is a tough one. How much time do we have?
Let's see. We have...
10 seconds to curtain, everybody. I know you have something good, Bob.
Not exactly. Cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 VeggieTales. It's the Veggie.
All right, what good is being good if it means we don't get what we want?
Like the best dessert at lunchtime.
Or an L-77 part, a robot.
Well, answers?
Okay, I'll go.
Go where?
I mean, I've got the answer to the question of how to be good and still get the robot.
You've got the answer?
I've got the answer. Dr. Fleury isn't the only one with good ideas, you know. Larry, on stage. Archie, on stage. Where's Jerry?
Jerry?
Yeah, I've got a special job for you.
Hooray!
I don't feel good about this at all.
How bad could it be?
Ahem. We had a little incident today, and it went something like this. A cucumber stood in front of a door. Inside was a robot. Never had he wanted anything more than the robot.
That's an L-1 Mark V.
Just as he stood on the welcome mat, along came a guy with a big red hat.
I have a hat. I have no name, but I love robots just the same. I have a hat.
It is red.
I have no name.
How about Fred?
But I love robots just the same.
And the cucumber remembered what he'd learned in church, that God wants us to think of other people first.
Here, friend, why don't you go first?
I'll take up your offer, I won't decline. I thank you, 'cause you've been so kind.
I've been so kind.
You've been so kind. Oh, what a lovely robot. Last one, I'll take it.
What? Oh, wait, oh no, oh horrors, it's a tragedy. The robot he is taking, it was meant for me.
The cucumber was anguished, the cucumber was sad. While trying to be good, it had all gone bad.
I was trying to be good, but it's all gone bad.
I said that already.
I was repeating for emphasis. And now to get my robot back, I'll have to stage a sneak attack. This tragedy has changed my mind. This cucumber will not be kind.
Stop, my friend, I think you should consider what you do. Maybe you can still be good and have your robot too.
Maybe I can still be good and have my robot too? How can this be?
With this sweet baby. It's Mr. Lunt's robot call. If you want robots big and small, blow it once, you'll get them all with Mr. Lunt's robot call.
And this will do what?
It's Mr. Lunt's robot call. If you want robots big and small, blow it once, you'll get them all with Mr. Lunt's robot call. It's like a duck call for robots. Give it a try.
Okay. What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
That call, it split the clouds apart. That call, it echoes in my heart. And though my heart is made of steel, when I hear that call, I feel... And so I turn on metal feet to find my love at last we meet. And now I know at last that it is true. I can be good and have my robot too.
Lop, 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 lop.
That's not part of the show.
It's a real robot. This thing really works.
It does?
Hey, okay now, that's enough. Hold on now. Hey, cut it out. Lunt, make him stop. Go away.
Get back from you, robot.
Keep running, Larry. Their batteries will run out eventually. I hope.
Well, that was interesting. Even if it did work, you've only solved the problem of not having enough robots.
I figured if you had enough robots, the robots could solve all your other problems. Head for the river, Larry! Robots can't swim! He'll be fine.
But what about Daniela? She doesn't have a problem with robots.
Why should we be good if being good means sometimes we miss out? You know, there's a Bible story about that.
There is? Oh, that's just what we need. Wait, it doesn't involve robots, does it?
Nope, no robots. Lunt, get Larry back here. The rest of you, scripts on the table, costumes on the rack. And we need cows. Lots of cows.
A lot of cows?
It'll make sense. On stage in 2 minutes. Once upon a time in the Old West, there was a wealthy rancher.
I thought this was a Bible story.
It is. We're giving it a little spin. Just read your lines.
Oh, okay. I got a barn full of grain and a field full of cows. Dinner on the table back up at the house. My life's so good that I wanna shout. I got everything I need so I won't miss out.
He's got everything he needs so we won't miss out.
Yep, he was doing great. Not everyone around him was doing so well, though. Like this little fella.
Howdy, partner. What can I do you for?
I don't have a lot to call my own. Don't have any food, don't have any home. I've come here to you so I could see. Is there anything you could share with me?
The wealthy rancher thought about this. And then he said,
I got a barn full of grain and a field full of cows. Dinner on the table back up at the house. My life's so good that I wanna shout. I got everything I need so I won't miss out.
He's got everything he needs so we won't miss out.
So is that a yes or a no?
Well, as you can see, I've got a lot of stuff, but I might need it someday, because I'm planning on living a long, long time. And I'd hate to need it and not have it, because then I'd be missing out. And that'd be bad. So, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Hey, would you like to stay for dinner? Not that I would feed you, but if you had your own food, we could eat together at the same time.
No, I don't have any food.
Okay, maybe next time.
Hey, wealthy rancher.
Hello, ranch hand. You can call me by my name.
We don't have names in this story.
Oh, right. What's a report from the fields?
Great news from the fields. And a problem. But who is that fella?
Oh, just a neighbor. He doesn't have any food or anything. He wondered if I could help him out.
Well, sure you could. You've got more than enough.
Do I? Do I have enough? I'm planning on living a long, long time, and I don't want to miss out on anything. So, I told him no.
Oh.
So, what's the great news?
Well, the great news is that we're having another record year. More grain and more cows than we've ever had before.
Fantastic. What's the problem?
The problem is that you're out of room. Your barn is already full of grain, and your fields are full of cows.
Oh, dear.
But I think we can solve that problem. Your neighbors don't have enough to eat, right? We can share your extra with them.
What? But then I won't have it anymore. I'm planning on living a long, long, long time, and I don't ever want to miss out on anything.
But God has given you so much. And if you do run out, God will still be with you. How about if I call back your neighbors?
You know, you're right. Call back my neighbors. And tell them to bring their tools.
Their tools?
We're gonna build a bigger barn and expand my fields. Then I'll have room for even more grain and more cows. And I won't have to worry about missing out ever.
All right. I'll get your neighbors.
Oh, and would you like to stay for dinner? Not that I'd feed you, but if you brought your own food...
No, I don't feel very hungry. I'll see you tomorrow. The wealthy rancher thought he had everything.
I think I have pretty much everything.
He thought he could live forever.
I'm planning on living just about forever.
He was about to find out how wrong he was.
Wait, what?
He was about to find out how wrong he was.
Yeah, you said that, but what does it mean? How am I wrong?
We'll find out right after this break. Hello, friend. Do you have a robot problem?
I sure do. I don't have nearly enough robots to help with my household chores.
You've come to the right place. Mr. Lance Robot Call. Just give it a blow, and you'll have all the robots you need.
Sounds simple enough. How easy it is. And I'll have all the robots I need.
And And more! That will be $12.
Can I pay you tomorrow?
Sure, you can pay me tomorrow. And here they come now!
Wow! Let's see, you there, start on the dishes! And you, here's my shopping list! What's happening? Stop it! Oh, this isn't helping at all! Help!
Hello, friend. Do you have a robot problem?
Yes! They're destroying my kitchen!
You've come to the right place! Mr. Lutz Robot Repellent! Pull this tab and robots won't come anywhere near you!
Okay!
That will be $13.
Can I pay you tomorrow?
Sure thing, friend. I'm glad we could solve your robot problems.
My kitchen.
And now, back to the show.
The wealthy rancher thought he had everything. His barns were bursting, his fields overflowing. He thought he had life under control. He was about to find out just how wrong he was.
You keep saying that, but I don't know what it means.
He was about to get a visitor.
A what? A who?
Wealthy rancher! What is your name?
We don't have names in this story.
Wealthy rancher, you have been selfish.
I have?
You have been prideful.
Who, me?
You thought you could save yourself with all your cows and your grain, so you kept it all, thinking you could live forever. Your story is in God's hands, not yours. This very night there will be an accident. A terrible accident involving a goat and a pasta maker.
A goat and a pasta maker?
A goat and a pasta maker! Don't ask me to explain. But all your grain and your cows will not save you. Your friends will not save you because you have chased them all away. You have put yourself first.
Huh?
But now, this is your last night on Earth.
What? Oh, Cowboy Angel, give me a second chance. I know I've been selfish. I thought if I had all the grain and all the cows that my story would have a happy ending. But I know now that God makes my story happy, and friends make my story happy, and my foolishness makes my story very not happy. Please give me a second chance.
Can we do this?
Well, it's not in the Bible story, but neither are cowboy hats. Sure, why not?
Oh, foolish and wealthy rancher! I give you a second chance!
Once upon a time in the Old West, there was a wealthy rancher.
I got a barn full of grain and a field full of cows. Dinner on the table back up at the house. But God's my shepherd, so I don't have a care. And everything I got, I'm going to share.
And everything he's got, he's going to share.
Well, howdy, little partner. What can I do you for?
I don't have a lot to call my own.
You don't need to sing your song. How'd you like some grain and maybe a cow or two?
What? That'd be great!
Wealthy rancher, the crops are big. You don't have enough room in your barn.
That's okay. I've got more than enough. Let's give all the extra away to anyone who needs it.
What a great idea!
Who wants to stay for dinner? I'll bring the food.
I'd love to stay for dinner.
Okay.
I'm so happy, I could just sing. In fact, I think I will. I got a heart full of joy.
And a house full of friends.
And happy is the way that the story ends.
When I do what I can and I do what I should, now I know it's good to be good.
Now we know it's good to be good.
Larry, I hope you learned something about being good.
When we do what's right, sometimes we don't get what we want right then.
Like when you didn't get your robot.
Or when Daniela has to watch that other kid win the game by changing the rules.
It's not much fun seeing people have good days by doing bad things.
Or when you have a bad day because you did what's right.
But God is with us when we do what's right. So even if it means we have a bad day, we know our story will have a happy ending.
Good time for a verse, huh, Bob?
Oh, I should have thought about that.
Do not fear, Tomato!
Oh, look! It's our cowboy verse angel!
I have a verse for you!
Okay, thank you, cowboy verse angel. Galatians 6:9. We must not become tired of doing good. We will receive our harvest of eternal life at the right time. We must not give up. Huh. Our harvest of eternal life.
Our happily ever after. Our happy ending.
So doing the right thing may not get you what you want right now, but doing things God's way pays off in the long run. It gives our stories happy endings.
That's even better than a robot.
Speaking of which, I leave you with this.
He didn't.
He did.
That's all the time we have today.
Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very